Anne and Paula measured the hole in Karen's door. Gosh, said Paula, I hope we're doing this right. Too late now, laughed Karen. She studied the diagram again. The floor around her was covered with nuts, bolts and sawdust. Paula looked down at the diagram too. Maybe we should have started this thing with the same help. Earlier that day, they decided that Karen needed a deal bolt lock on her door. There had been two killings in the neighbourhood and everyone was afraid, but neither Paula or Karen had any idea of how to put the lock in. Wow, said a voice from the doorway, you two ladies must have made a mess. Karen and Paula looked up with a start. A young man was leaning against the door frame. He smiled over at them. Looks like you could do with a hand. Oh, well, yes, as a matter of fact, Karen said. You know there's a killer out here, and we thought... Paula put a hand on her friend's arm. Wait a minute, Karen, she said in a low voice. What can we do for you? The young man smiled again. I work for the local paper, he said. I'm looking for new customers. I was hoping to interest you in taking the newspaper. I don't think so, Karen said. I usually don't have time to read it. Oh, but there's a special offer this month. You'll get the first 2 weeks free. If you want to cancel after that, just phone and say no. No pressure. Why not try it? There's nothing to lose. That's a good deal, all right, said Karen, but I'm not interested. Besides, as you can see, we have...